T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
And he swings it. It's one high to right center field. Zimmer moving back in front of the track. Has it lined up. Makes the catch. And the ball game is over. And so is the Red Sox 7-game win streak.
Andy Gresh.
Everything in this division can pitch. Everything in this division, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark. And it's going to be a grind. You know, we're going to be banging heads for the rest of the season. And we're going to keep doing what we're doing.
Rich Keefe.
Kyrie Irving opts back into his deal in Brooklyn. They could still trade him, but it wouldn't come with a contract extension elsewhere. So there's still ways for he and the Nets to part.
Gresh and Keefe right now.
Not to brag, but this is just true. After yes. I got my wisdom teeth taken out, like a few hours later, I had a turkey club sandwich.
On WEEI.
You know, I meant to ask you about that. That had to have been the upper teeth that were taken out.
All four.
You went all four same time?
All four same day. And it was a few hours after, obviously. But yeah,
but still. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know, with all the gauze in there, and you got to worry about dry socket four. And all that.
Popped them all out.
A turkey sandwich?
Turkey sandwich. I love the turkey club sandwich.
My God. Imagine if they had to reopen you back up, and they pull a hunk of turkey right out of your gums and all that.
Bacon.
Wondering what's world going on. Because I had the tooth come out with the bridge yesterday. I got to worry about the underneath the bridge. And
now you have that at home, right? That was a keepsake for you?
Yeah, you know what? And just quickly, I was out yesterday because I had part two of a five. I think it's now probably going to be five part.
Jesus.
They found another issue yesterday. Well, and for those who at The Real Gresh on Twitter, I know John put it on Instagram.
This is horrifying.
I looked at the photo,
then I had to get out of there. I looked at it for a second and then I got out of there.
So like scary. There are a bunch that are gone. There are some that are shaved down, but apparently in between two of the teeth that are shaved down now, there might be an issue where they might have to go in and build up the hole.
Know what I did after seeing that picture?
Yeah.
Flossed.
Did you really?
Yeah, I go, you know what? I'm going to floss tonight because I am nervous that I might have to also at some point in my life have this kind of procedure done.
Yeah, I have what is now becoming a six-tooth bridge on the bottom now. And the one they did yesterday, look at it. It looks pretty good, huh?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it's a great-looking bridge, and it's a temp one, though.
So I don't understand. Is a bridge a fake tooth? Or is it real teeth and then they connect them?
Well, actually, so what they do is they'll either pull or get rid of the bad ones, okay. Right? And then the two that the bridge would sit on, they kind of get those to the point to where the bridge would really sit on there so it can support it. So if I rip this bridge out, it'd be just like yesterday. There's like four teeth there, three missing on the right side. And two on the left are shaved down and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
my God.
It sets on there. But, yes, the dental hygienist.
Yes.
A 65-year-old Russian woman who is awesome. She's so funny. She was like, do you want the bridge? And I said, she's like, look, you're a bad tooth in there. And I'm like, are you serious? And I said, I can have this. She's like, of course, it's yours. So I took it home, and, of course, I showed my wife.
What'd she think?
She was completely grossed out.
Uh-huh.
My kids... wussies didn't want to see it.
Yeah, see, I don't blame them.
And I almost brought it in today, but I got talked out of it because I was going to do a show and tell.
You could have done that.
Yeah, but I didn't know if you would have freaked out.
I would have looked away, but I think for everybody else, the Twitch viewers, I think that would have been fun. That would have been something.
Courtney
something
asked me today. I said, yeah, I should have brought it in. Yep. Ken Laird had a weird smile on his face, like I'm being tortured in a dungeon.
It is an ongoing
story. And he's like, oh, I kind of like this.
So when are you going back in there again?
June 26th, I think it is. So it's like a Tuesday at
June
the end.
June 26th?
July 26th.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's after I get back from Bermuda, I'll have a home game. I'll do 3 hours of the show on that day so I can still work.
All right.
But then I'd screw down to go get, that's where they're going to do that bone graft, where they're going to let my gum heal. This is really going to freak everybody out. They'll let the gum heal, and then they'll pull the bridge off. They'll slice that thing back open, pack that thing with the cadaver, put the membrane on there, sew it up, put the bridge back on, and then I wait for, like, I don't know, it's like 8 weeks.
Oh.
And then it's like phase two, and back they'll keep checking. Again. I'm going to have to go in for a second bone graft as well.
What's
and,
your pain scale today?
Right now?
1 through 10.
Probably a 6.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts, but it's fine.
But yeah.
Well, people think I'm a mental defective on the Twitch. Already had some texters. Yeah, they knew that. So
they were curious.
I don't know. It doesn't really bother me that much. Mm-hmm. There was a part yesterday where they couldn't get one of the teeth numb, and I just kind of had to grin and bear it a little bit for about 10 minutes.
Ah, I'm out of there.
But the whole rest of me was numb. Yeah. It was after a while. Plus, it's the whole, I'm here.
Let's get it done.
Like, let's get it done.
Yeah.
But they couldn't do the bone graft. I was hoping that would get done. So, yeah. But, and by the way, a bridge is really, it's like porcelain. It's like a toilet. I got toilet teeth.
Do you have toilet teeth?
As I tell people all the time, I got toilet teeth.
Right? I think it is. Keep them clean, though.
I don't know.
Do you use toothpaste or do you use like a Windex?
That's funny, though. Yeah. I get a big soapy brush and just get right in there.
Clorox bleach.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep them fresh.
Oh, boy. Here we go. People in the Twitch chat are now like, okay, they talk about the Red Sox. Well, it was pulling teeth for the Red Sox to score some runs last night as they lose 7-2. And Connor Seabolt,
he didn't have it last night.
Yeah, he did the best he could.
Not necessarily,
and that's a tough spot for him, considering the pitching rotation had to be juggled around a little bit.
But there is something with the Red Sox, and only because they do need to figure out this AL East. And so I don't know if they're now 7-15 against the other teams in their division.
Okay.
And that includes Baltimore. So do we look at that as more of a, well, early on in the season, the Red Sox weren't, they didn't have themselves, right? They weren't hitting very well outside of a couple of guys. The bullpen was even worse, like all that stuff at the beginning of the year. Or is this a team that just dominates bad teams? Like they, and to their credit, that's what you need to do. Good teams do that. So are they beating the Mariners and they're beating the A's and they're beating the Tigers? Or can they hang in there with Tampa, New York, and Toronto? Because so far this year, they have not been able to do that.
I think all these teams in the AL East have kind of hit the soft part of the schedule, as you mentioned. And I think it's just happened all at one time, it seems. Since May 19th. Now, this is amazing. Since May 19th, the Boston Red Sox are 27-10. The Orioles are 21-16.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Yeah, they're not.
And they stink.
Yeah, they do. But
relative
not
to the AL East, but they're not. Like, they're not as awful as they were last year. But to the point, I'm sure if we did a bit of a deeper dive on the 21 wins that the Baltimore Orioles had, there's probably some caveats or bad teams in there. Caught a team at the right time. Maybe there were some injuries, things like that. But since May 19th, the American League East, the Orioles are 21-16. The Red Sox are 27-10. The Yankees are 26-11. And the Blue Jays, 21-14. So yeah, if you're the O's, you're playing good baseball, but all the other three of those teams in the division are better than you.
Well, what was it? Going into this series, they had won 7 straight series. I know they had a 7-game winning streak.
Right.
They had won 7 straight series.
That's correct.
And one of the keys to that was no AL East. They didn't have to play the division. In fact, the last time you played a division opponent was that 5-game series against the Orioles in which you lost 3 out of 5. So you got to go back to, they had a series in early May, I think it was, against the White Sox and the Angels, and they lost those series. I think they got swept by the White Sox. They lost 2 out of 3 to LA of Anaheim. All the other series they've won this year with the exception of their own division. Now, there's enough games, and they could probably still even squeeze out a wild card spot without doing that. It might be tough, right, because you have so many games in the division. But that's something that I think we got to see. Like, do they lose this series? And then does that start a trend? Because then they have all those games with Tampa Bay and the Yankees before the All-Star break. And you're like, okay, are they just going to dominate everybody else and struggle against the teams that you play 18 times a year?
So if you go back to May 19th for the Orioles, that is the last game of a series against New York. And then, believe it or not, the Orioles played Tampa, New York, Boston right in a row. But then came Seattle, Cleveland, the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, everybody smacks.
Kansas City, you know, Washington's in there. The White Sox are in there. So to the point. But I guess that also gets to, from a record standpoint, as we just laid out, the division looks good. But is the division as good as the records sort of indicate?
I say yes. And the reason why I say yes is you look at what they've done. If you go division by division record, they have all dominated. I think they're all either have a winning record or a 500 at worst against an interleague play, right? So they dominate that. They 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5 teams have winning records against the Central and the West. So I look at that as, yeah, those are the teams to beat. It's the AL East and it's the Astros. As much as you're like, well, the Twins or the Guardians. No,
I said the Indians.
I think right, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
No,
thank
it's you. To me, it's the Astros and the AL East. Those are the only teams that you'd have to really worry about. And obviously, the Yankees have a crazy record right now. But somebody, come playoff time, wouldn't you imagine by October, either Toronto, Tampa, or Boston, one of those three is going to sort of emerge as a, ooh, crap, you don't want to play them.
Yeah, and it feels like Tampa might be the team to kind of fall out of it. In terms of the New York, Boston, yeah, like Tampa has really been sputtering as of late. And I know as I say that, like I could see them going on like a 15-game win streak or something crazy, or they've been sitting on all kinds of young talent, and now that as we approach July 1st and service time and things like that, here's Tampa with their normal, hey, here's a great pitcher from Double A who's ready to come up and tear up the league and things like that. But it feels like the Yankees are here to stay. It does feel like the Red Sox are here to stay, even though they might not be like a 95-win team. If we were in the 86 neighborhood, which I think you and I were at the beginning of the year,
yeah,
they're probably going to be closer to 90 wins than they are 85 when it's said
and
done.
90 probably gets you in. It feels like 90 with 3 wild card spots, 90 gets you in.
With this American League, yeah because think about it. Somebody in the other division, because you know the Houston's going to win, and one of either probably, what, the White Sox or Cleveland wins the Central?
No, is it the White Sox? Yeah, no, it is.
But that division ain't good. But
Twins, the White Sox fell out of it.
I almost think the Twins are going to fall out, but who knows? Like, one of those teams win, fine, it doesn't really matter. It's really Houston, New York, and then who becomes that third team in the American League?
I'm with you, Boston or Toronto.
And that's where it's either Boston or Toronto, it feels like. Tampa, I will not rule them out. However, it ain't looking good. Like, normally that team doesn't sputter this early in the year, the
Rays. That's true. And then with all these teams and it being kind of top-heavy in the American League, the trade deadline is going to be huge, too. Like, who goes out there and makes moves? Who gets the next, you know, Kyle Schwarber, Anthony Rizzo, like some of those guys that got dealt at the deadline a year ago that helped their teams out.
Do you think Chaim Bloom is thinking I got to be first? Because the Yankees went out and got Trevino from the catcher from Texas, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So they made that move to solidify that spot. So I wouldn't say...
No, I don't think they need to rush out and do anything. I think they're waiting on Sale and Paxton. And then from there, probably looking around at what other kind of bullpen arms are out there.
Are we going to get a blockbuster this year?
For the Red Sox or just in general?
Anybody.
Yeah.
Because the blockbuster trade, it kind of... especially in baseball, it feels like, okay, you're more trading a disgruntled guy who might have a contractual issue than it's, wow, this guy's in his prime. Let me go give up a bunch of prospects and stuff like that.
Well, so Washington says they won't trade Juan Soto.
Really?
You're in last place, and if he's not going to sign with you,
then
don't you have
why
to?
Wouldn't you?
I don't know.
And that's a guy that, it's probably going to be too rich for everybody's blood or some. Mm-hmm. You'll have to trade prospects, and then if he turned down 10 for 350, what's that?
And it's got to be dealing with him, too, because he's not having a great year, but still he's projected to be, for the next 10 years, one of the best players in the game.
Yeah,
so
I'm with you. It'll be interesting to see how this all develops. By the way, Red Sox Talk here with Gresh and Keefe is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Schedule your appointment today at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. We're going to get to... We're gonna enter the world of make believe, maybe even the world of the madness next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite WEI.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the
it works, but it's an awful song. 125 Gresh and Keefe here with
you. Like B.O.B. and Weezer?
Not really. Yeah. You know what this feels like? I'm walking out of some kind of show at Disney World. That's what this feels like. Or you get done with a ride or something. You're going to be in that hell soon. Two kids.
Yeah, I
two
know.
Daughters. Given 3 years. You're going to be stuck in It's a Small World.
Oh, my God.
Begging to get the hell out of there.
Just have the bounce house in the backyard. I can handle that.
How'd the removal of the bounce house go, by the way, quickly before we get into Shaq?
They haven't come yet for it.
Really?
Hopefully today. Because I know my lawn is going to be an absolute disaster.
So they've left it set there an extra day? They're not charging you, I hope.
No, I don't. No, God,
just to make up for the broken chair.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, an extra
another day
to bounce.
Of fun.
Like, no, I'm good. Come take it. Now it's soaked because it rained all day. Well, the one area was filled with water anyway, but now the top is all filled with water because oh, my God.
Your daughter's still on it today?
She's just jumping around.
Yep.
No, not today. So hopefully they come and get this thing the hell out of there.
You get home and it's gone. You'd be like, oh, thank God.
If not.
Or you pull in and they pull in right behind you and then you're like, damn it.
Well, just please don't break anything else on your way in and out.
There you go.
All right. Leave the chairs alone. Leave everything else alone.
Have you sought retribution for that or have you just let it go?
I let it go.
You did?
Yeah.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
A lot of people, a couple people like.
Choose my battles.
Tweeted me. Like, ah, yeah. Dink from the way you'd react. I'm like, okay.
Well, listen.
Listen, world needs a-holes too.
And like, Adirondack chairs.
It's kind of, yeah, exactly. Those Adirondack chairs are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq would destroy one of those bad Larrys if he ever sat in an Adirondack chair. And part of the reason you heard about the magic is because Shaquille O'Neal, and it sparked some thought here on the Gresh and Keefe program. Shaquille O'Neal has basically said to the people of the Orlando Magic, I think it's the DeVos family, if you're ready to leave, we're ready to walk in the door. This was Shaq on a podcast with another lady, I don't know who, and Dennis Scott is on this as well, talking about how they want to buy the Orlando Magic.
Shaq, Dennis, and Shaq's billionaire friends are ready to purchase the Orlando Magic. This message goes out to the DeVos family. If you're ready to sell the Orlando Magic, sell it to somebody that's going to take it to the next level. That's us.
Who would you craft to be the team that you want?
I'm going to bring one person in that I trust. That's going to be D. Scott. And then D. Scott can pick everybody else.
The two of your minds together.
His mind. I don't have a mind.
Let me help you with that, Michelle, what he's trying to say so people understand it. We're so similar from the standpoint of we give people responsibility because we trust them. We don't like to micromanage people. So what Shaq is saying is, we trust that what we did as teammates, how all of us were together, I was the voice behind the big fella saying this is who we need. So that's why he's saying, let me be GM, let me be the voice, let me call people and say, hey, man, come play with us. Come to Orlando.
Listen, we still run that franchise, and if they want to sell it to us, DeVos family, we're ready to go right now.
They run the franchise? Where they were running it into the ground?
I didn't get that part of it.
How do they run the? I would say we don't run it right now. We would like to because they have been a joke of a franchise for 12 years. They squeezed out that one finals appearance in 2009 outside of the Shaq one where they lost.
Yep.
So the franchise has existed for 33 years. They've made the finals twice.
Mm-hmm.
One with Shaq and Penny and then one time with Dwight Howard. When Kevin Garnett was hurt, I would say there's a little asterisk by that, but whatever, it happened. So they squeaked it out there in 2009 and then lost. But in the last 10 years, I think they've made the playoffs twice and lost in the first round both times. So, yeah, they could use a change of ownership. They could use a change of something. And hey, if it's Shaq in 3D, Dennis Scott, God bless him.
So the Orlando Magic are valued at about $1.5 billion. And I love
that's
how...
It's going to be on the low end, right, for NBA
teams? Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, and there's, you know, the tax issues and all that there, too. A little easier to own the franchise there. Right. No income tax, da-da-da. But there is, like, Shaq is worth about a half a billion on his own. And he's like, my billionaire friends are ready to go.
So,
like,
yeah, right. So he would have to have a team of guys.
So he is ready to just go right away and get the financing and be able to run that deal. But it led us to some thought.
Yeah.
Which former players in this city, John and Billy, you're in on this too, which former players would be the people that we would trust? If we knew they had the money, who in theory would we want? There were maybe former players of each of the franchises that you'd want to run or own the team.
Pearson Garnett. Now, who knows how that would go?
That'd be entertaining as hell.
It would be hilarious.
As long as Kevin Garnett didn't have the guy who was running his finances that almost busted him.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that. But
I'm trying to think of somebody, because like you listen to Shaq and how passionate he would be. Like, you would want somebody to be really, really passionate about the team. Right.
But
and
you also need someone level-headed. So I wonder if Ray Allen might need to be interjected into that group.
No, I don't think that group would work.
So that they're all deer right.
Now you're out.
They'd bring back Danny Ainge and
possible.
Put him in there. But you know where I'm stuck? Hockey.
Cam Neely and Don Sweeney.
Well, there we go. That's right. They buy it, and then they really run it the way they want, which not be good. Like, I kept going back to, like, well, Bobby Orr was an agent, right, and he's one of the more famous Bruins, and I know he's got a business head on his shoulders, so there's that. But I'd love for someone like Patrice Bergeron to be a general manager.
At some point.
Just the way the guy carries himself.
Yeah.
And he was a different kind of player that people appreciated. Not just, hey, I got to go get every 50-goal scorer on the planet.
No, true.
In football, it scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because whomever we put in there, it would be the linemen don't matter. Give me every wide receiver on the planet. Well, that's what I'd be. No, that wouldn't be you.
If there was somebody, but that's why I think a lot of people see Gerard Mayo as the next head coach, and then or like that he at least has the personality. And then remember after he played football, he went and had like a real job. He's like a businessman,
Lynch or something like that. Yeah, so like got in the real world.
You could see him either being a head coach or kind of running a team. You know, or being a part of an ownership group or being a part of a front office. He strikes me as that.
Somebody said David Ortiz. Would you want David Ortiz owning the Red Sox?
Sure.
Can you imagine that?
I would pick Pedro. Kurt Schilling.
John's guy.
Boy.
He's very successful owning other things.
He is a good businessman.
John knows how to bring it to a stop.
Yep.
Sure does. Ask the people in Rhode Island about
all of
Kurt
our Providence
Schilling.
Listeners. I don't know how
oh,
to
my
that.
God.
They don't love him as much.
My guy Don Kachiri, who's the governor down there for a while, that's the lasting legacy of him, unfortunately.
You'd want Kurt Schilling.
And then the rest of those dopes who forced the Paw Sox. By the way, in Worcester, they're having a Paw Sox night, I think, this week, because they got to celebrate because the idiots in Rhode Island wanted a USL soccer team and stadium. And then their economic do-boy down there, they just fired that guy and named someone else.
You missed yesterday, one of our first callers, the hour that you left, some guy called me and Fitzy. Unprompted, we weren't even discussing this, he called in to say, hey, I went to a Worcester game, great take, Pawtucket sucks. That was basically his whole take.
Well, the stadium was a dump at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, they needed to like put some money into it.
Put Worcester over, I guess.
But instead, they're like, well, we're going to go for a USL soccer team, and we'll blow out stuff on the other side of the Pawtucket River. And you know what you do? Just flush the whole thing.
Just flush it.
You know what's going to happen? They're digging near the Pawtucket River. That piece of land's going to float right away in it.
Possible.
Because it's the river.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It got me thinking of, I don't know if there's, like, would you want Tom Brady to be in ownership of the New England Patriots? And by the way, it's something I never mentioned to you. If the Miami Dolphins were dangling a piece of ownership,
yeah,
don't you think I'd pick up the phone and call Tommy and say, do you want 5%?
Probably a bigger piece of Miami.
bigger piece.
I think they might offer
more. It's negotiating.
Well, yeah, it is.
If you're in Tampa, how have you not said, hey, we don't want you to go. If you're going to play next year,
yeah,
how about we set you up to get in here?
Well, some of these owners are probably, and so I, this is still my working theory on one of the reasons Danny Ainge is gone, is I wonder if he wanted a little slice of the Celtics. He'd been here for so long,
you
and they're
what?
Like, you know what, dude, we're not doing that. Like, we have a
very plausible.
It's not like they have one owner anyway. Like, they're already kind of spreading it around a little bit. And so it might be all well and good. Like, hey, you were a great player, or you were a great coach, or you were a great GM, but yeah, we don't need you jumping in on the ownership slice.
I wouldn't. If I were the Grosspecs, I wouldn't give it up. But anyway, some food for thought. At Gresh Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, send us some thoughts. But I'll tell you what, if Shaq's an owner, oh, those press conferences, he won't hold back.
Well, pretty good. Like, then all of a sudden, like, what a new wave you could have, because like, D Wade's a partial owner. Shaq could potentially be a partial owner.
LeBron and John Henry,
LeBron,
I think, are going to own
at
Vegas.
Some point. Yeah.
So, it's going to happen. It's also a cautionary tale of what can happen if you have AirDrop on your phone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Now, I know the BlackBerry has gone the way of records and things like that. Gone.
Yeah.
Most people have an iPhone or something close to it.
Got an iPhone.
And on there, there is a little thing called the AirDrop. Well, a man on a Southwest flight reportedly airdropped a sexually
photo.
Explicit photo, as it's described here. We're going to hear the TikTok user to shame this gentleman.
Yeah.
But the guy's name is Larry.
Dang.
And to keep it short, no pun intended.
No, not his fault.
Apparently, Larry airdropped a photo to everyone on the Southwest flight. It was a photo of his wang.
Correct.
And then apparently there was...
Magnum Dom.
I don't think it was.
Evidently
and,
not.
And apparently there was some canoodling photos that... Larry might have airdropped to a person or two on the plane.
I still don't understand the photo of your own Johnson. I really don't. And I know this isn't new ground. Like, you hear about this all the time. You hear about, you know, certain people that have gotten in trouble for sending them. I know, unfortunately, a lot of like female reporters, they constantly get flooded with these things from creepos. I don't really see the net, the positive.
You never sent a Peter pic?
Never have.
John, you have.
Oh, John,
yeah, you said it, Peter Pitt.
Absolutely have not.
He's
no,
a young gun.
I don't do that. Chris Evans, as we saw, he accidentally was doing a screen recording of his phone on an Instagram Live, our Captain America there.
Yeah.
He was scrolling down his Photos app, scrolled right by a big old, you know what.
Yep, that made the rounds there for a little bit. But I don't know. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Is you have it in your photo roll or whatever. That thing could be... accidentally tweeted out, airdropped out, Instagrammed
yep.
out, whatever. At
somebody
any point.
Could hack into your photos, as we've seen with celebs and stuff.
There's
and all
no
that.
Point.
Yeah.
And if you talk to anybody, there's nobody's like on the fence, like, hey, do I want to go out with this person? Like, I don't know. Then they're like, here's a pic. And they're like, oh, now I'm in. Like, it doesn't exist that way.
It kind of doesn't.
It really doesn't. So I don't know why you have that on your phone.
So what you're about to hear is a now viral TikTok, a user, which is wicked funny. At Daddy Strange 333 on TikTok.
Yeah, of course.
Was the person who was sitting across the aisle from Larry, the guy who's sending out pictures of his ding-a-ling
Larry, yep.
to everybody on the Southwest flight, kids included. And so this is what it sounded like. And by the way, at the end, you'll hear kind of the murmuring a little bit of the stewardess talking to what I would dare say is an over 60 or older gentleman. Who was sending...
Larry was over 60 years old.
Larry's got the full Fu Manchu.
That's a surprise.
I don't think it was him then.
No, the guy sitting beside...
A young got a hold of his phone and said
So
it's possible.
No, or the guy didn't, as older to do, has no idea what he's doing on his phone.
He
looked around and he accidentally... No,
the picture
was already on the phone.
Got it.
He just accidentally hit airdrop. He was admiring his own junk, apparently, while they were taxiing before takeoff. And here's the TikToker.
Meet Larry, who just airdropped a whole flight photos of his peepee. Thankfully, I accepted it, saw who was sending it, and immediately started speaking up.
So she's a narc, is what it comes down to.
She is, and you
she ratted this guy out immediately.
Oh, well,
why does she sound like a bad reporter?
It's whenever you go on TikTok and you type it in, it does the voice for you.
Oh, it's reading, it's not her voice.
That's what it is. Oh, you'll hear her voice at the end.
Okay, got it, got it.
Stay tuned for the police escort.
That's not funny.
It's sexual harassment. It is failing. Disgusting. It is assault.
So that lady was very upset that Larry airdropped a photo of his no-no.
But did anybody meet Larry in the bathroom during the flight?
I don't. I think the only people that met Larry were the popo for him sharing the pee-pee on the airplane.
Yeah, it's a big no-no, really, in the travel game.
I mean, think about that. You're all of a sudden you're sitting there, and have you ever had an airdrop come over your phone? You have to accept it and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But there normally is like a tiny little image of it. It'll say accept or decline.
Oh, yeah.
And you can at least get an idea of what it is.
If you're sitting at a coffee shop and all of a sudden somebody airdrops you, you can just say, no, thank you.
Right.
Like, I don't want this.
You look around and see if it's from a lady and then be like, okay, I can accept this. There,
this was clearly not from a lady.
No, it was not. So you heard the flight attendant say, why are you doing that? And apparently apparently his response was just having a little fun.
So he meant to do it then.
I guess so. Daddy Strange, the TikToker, added that we do think he has a kink and we played into it.
Oh, and then she added,
you can't keep getting away with this. You can't keep getting away with it.
He didn't know. They got him. They knew who it was.
They did. It was on a flight from Detroit to Denver.
Denver.
If it were the other way around and you were going to Detroit, I understand why you wouldn't want to get on that plane, but you're going to Denver and
There's a Mile High Club joke in there somewhere.
Very good. Now, I will show you a photo of this gentleman. That's the guy in the small square.
Oh, my God.
He's over 60, correct?
Yeah, he's definitely over 60.
Yeah.
He looks shy.
He does.
He looks like he was certainly caught on candid camera.
Oh, he totally was. And it was, how do you answer that?
You know what? Now I know why that guy took a picture of it.
Okay.
Because he can't see it normally.
Oh!
Yeah. That'd be my guess, though. Yeah, it's been a while. Let me just move the phone down here. selfie stick.
Apparently, he also sent out a photo of him and a lady.
Oh, my God. Was it revenge porn?
I don't know.
What's wrong with this guy?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I don't.
Oh,
I don't know if the.
Him and a friend?
I think the.
A wife?
According to ex-wife? The reports, you couldn't see the lady, but you could tell what she was doing.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
This guy's a maniac.
He is. He really is.
Not for sexual reasons.
I think it might actually be.
Even porn stars wouldn't do that.
No.
At least you wouldn't think
they have
anyway.
They have a code.
They have a code.
They do. This guy knows
you get the code.
This guy's a risk.
So over 60. So when I get on my flight on Thursday night, if I get an airdrop, I'm going to have to automatically accept it, right?
Yeah.
Because if it turns
into the story,
tremendous content for the show.
Yeah, we have to do it.
Imagine being on that plane and all of a sudden you just be like, oh, what's this?
It would just ruin your flight.
How would you explain it to a kid who hit the button?
So that's what's scary. So a lot of kids, like young kids, have phones. So they would get that pretty quick. Imagine like your 10-year-old or 8-year-old sitting there on the phone trying to like kill time on the plane. And all of a sudden like, mom, what's this?
It's not an Angry Bird.
No, it's not.
Fruit Ninja, maybe?
Like, I don't know what I would say.
I got John on that one. You got something to
do.
Original. W-E-E-I.
W-E-E-I.
New England Sports Original. This is Gresh and Keith on W-E-E-I.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Time for You Got Something, sponsored by Unified Office. If you run a business, you know the rough impact the labor shortage can have on your customers' phone experience. Unified Office specializes in keeping businesses from losing incoming customer calls and revenue. Learn more at unifiedoffice.com. Bad job out of me. I should have looked at the Twitch chat on the last story that we were talking about. Then again, 3/4 of the stuff in there I probably couldn't say, but
all right.
Gina, MA to AZ, pretty funny to say the least. John Anderson, you got something.
So the Hockey Hall of Fame inductees for the class of 2022 came out yesterday. You've got Herb Carnegie as a builder. Riikka Salonen was a Finnish player. And four names here that everyone should know. Daniel Alfredsson, longtime captain of the Ottawa Senators. And I think he actually finished his career with the Red Wings. But three names Bruins fans will definitely know. Roberto Luongo, Henrik Sedin, and Daniel Sedin, all going into the 2022 Ooh. Hockey Hall of Fame.
The Flying Sedins.
A lot of people very upset in the replies because apparently, and I didn't even know this, Rod Brind'Amour apparently had more career points than both of the Sedins, which is kind of wild to me because the Sedins were like 100-point scorers basically every year until they retired. And also, very obviously, they do not have Stanley Cups.
No, so close.
They came close that one
so
time.
Close.
That yep. one time they came a little close.
But they look like Muppets.
There was also that.
The Sedins, they are Beaker and Beaker too.
That
man.
Was a very hateable team. That was great.
The yeah. worst.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Alexander Burrows, Ryan Kessler. Ugh.
Terrible.
All those guys.
Awful. Billy Lanny, you got something.
I do. Quick shout out to a birthday for a comedy legend, Mel Brooks, turning 96 years old today. Mel
How
Brooks
about
of
that?
Blazing
How
Saddles, Spaceballs,
guy?
Millions of movies.
My God, 96.
Good for Mel Brooks.
What's your yeah. favorite Mel Brooks movie? He's had an imprint on so many, though. Like, that's a part of the problem is, like, he's been a part of...
Generational.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, Spaceballs is...
Spaceballs, Blazing Saddles is insane.
The Blazing Saddles is great, right?
Those are the top two that come to my head, but there's a ton of them. History of the World.
That's a good one, too.
Him actually writing into a movie, physically dropping one of the Ten Commandments and having it shatter is fantastic.
Pretty right. hilarious.
He did, what's the Jerry Seinfeld show? Coffee and cabs with people or whatever the hell it is.
Riding in cars with comedians
yeah,
or something like
in
that.
Cabs drinking coffee.
So he did. Cars. He did one with Mel Brooks and Kyle Reiner at the time. And it wasn't in the car. They literally went to Mel Brooks's or Kyle Reiner's apartment. And these two little old guys who just chill all the time, sitting there with their TV trays, eating lunch, just chopping it up with Seinfeld. It was awesome.
Has Kyle Reiner checked out yet, or is he? He did.
Yeah, he passed away probably about a year ago.
Got it. But Mel Brooks.
96 going strong.
I might go Robin Hood Men in Tights. That was a classic.
Pretty good.
That was a pretty good one.
And Mel Brooks. Keith, you got anything?
Yeah, I do. So the NBA Central, which is one of these Twitter accounts that has like a million followers. They don't really work for any one place, but they just kind of gather all this stuff.
I was going to say, no one works for them, but it feels they work for everyone.
And they really do.
It's aggregation.
They had a report earlier, I guess SpursTalk.com had a report that one mystery Eastern Conference team is offering 3 first-round draft picks and a desirable young player for DeJounte Murray. Of course, I mentioned on draft day, DeJounte Murray's the guy I want. I don't know why he would be tradable, but it sounds like he is being considered. And then there was an update to the story. It sounds like the Miami Heat are very interested in DeJounte Murray, which would make them, I don't know who they'd have to give up. Because the thing, desirable to who? Like, is it desirable to everybody? Is it somebody like, I don't know, Tyler Hero's pretty good? Because the Celtics, I think, would have to give up somebody good to get this guy. Because this guy is young. He's on a good contract. I think he's going to be good for a long time. But there sounds like there's still a lot of heat around the fact, or lack of a better word, him maybe getting traded. So if he is, the Celtics should be interested.
I read something the other day about the Spurs apparently are looking to kind of like... start anew.
I guess so. But
and
I would
get a
start
bunch of
with
draft
this
picks.
Guy. But, well, guess, but yeah, but you could also sell high.
And
right
if you're Miami, or if you're San Antonio, you're looking for picks from Miami in like 24,
way
25, 26, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. You got something?
Yes, I do. Dana White, head of UFC, said that John Jones is, quote, good to go. I see the look on your face already, Keith, and I'm kind of with you. If John Jones can actually train for a fight, stay out of trouble, not fight someone, not get drunk, not get pulled over, none of that, apparently it's either going to be John Jones against Stipe Miocic or, for the UFC heavyweight title, Jones and Francis Ngannou.
Oof.
I want to see Ngannou knock his lights out.
I think John Jones, now... there's plenty of good plenty of good answers to this. But I think he is the best MMA fighter of all time.
Wow.
He's never lost. So he has one loss on his record. It's because of an illegal elbow. And if you were watching the fight against Matt Hamill back in the day, he was destroying Matt Hamill to the point where you felt bad. You were like, please stop pummeling this guy. He's going to die. So he, to me, has never lost. He went through a murderer's row. And then he was just in and out of whether he was active or not. Everybody else, you've at least seen times where you're like, oh, that guy's beatable, or they have lost, or whatever. I think he's the most impressive guy. He was really the change in MMA from really like specialized fighters to, oh, this is the best athlete to ever be in here, and he knows all these different ways to beat the crap out of you. Unfortunately, his career like he's had, it says 26, 27 fights, but he's missed so many huge paydays because the guy's such a knucklehead.
Can't trust him. No, that's the thing. No. And if you're a fan, you want to see him fight. I just want to see him get knocked out. It'd be great, but.
Yeah, that'd be great too.
He can't get in the ring.
No.
And Francis Ngannou is a hoss. He's the champ. And I think Jones beats Stipe, but I don't know about Ngannou. If Ngannou got his hands on him, man, it'd be something. But let's hope he gets into the ring. It's good for everybody because John Jones, a lot like George St. Pierre, and I'd say Conor McGregor, but crossover.
Oh,
like
yeah, that too, yeah.
They became bigger than just the sport of UFC. That's it for us, folks. Marloni and Foyer, no Mego today. So Marloni and Foyer are next tomorrow. It's a What If Wednesday. Rob Bradford will be aboard. We'll have another primetime parlay. And Keith and I are going to talk some NFL tomorrow in looking at each team's best player. And does that translate to making the playoffs, among other things? We'll also touch on the Red Sox as well. John and Billy produced it. If something went wrong, blame them. We will see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Marloni Foyer with No Mego is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.